actually not sure it's all in the urban renewal area. Joanne, can you answer that?
Jillian Detweiler, Mayor's Office. This is a program to look at the flooding in the Lentz area and how it's impacting homeowners. It's a planning project. It doesn't currently have a capital component. So PDC resources could be appropriate if a program is developed that has a capital piece. But what's requested here is not an eligible PDC, you know, TIF activity.
I guess I question that a little bit because having been on the Gateway URAC for 15 years, there were many planning and studies done and nothing done afterwards. There was no capital piece to them. And I know Lentz has a lot of things planned, but the issue, you know, to me, I think it should be re-looked at just as some funding dollars.
Okay. I will point out, you know, Lentz, as other URAs, is winding down. There's a limited amount of resources available.
Yeah, I'm well aware of all the Lentz and Gateway URACs. I'm up to my eyebrows in that stuff. The other one is possibly RAC. I saw an editorial, and it made a lot of sense that RAC is funded by ongoing funds, and many of the bureaus were making cuts, that a small cut there might, a 5% cut there might also help fund some of these things like the Rosewood Community Center, which I totally agree needs to be funded there. So those are just some comments. I was curious, just another process question, because I'm trying to understand your budgets, is when we do a school district budget, the base budget is rolled up for payroll increases. Is that also done here like in the police department, that roll-up is in the base budget, and then the $3 million is on top of that? That's kind of a question, because I don't know the process.
Yeah, that's right. Bureaus, they receive a current appropriation level target that includes funding for cost of living increases and benefit increases. We actually withhold that for 1 year in our compensation set aside, but bureaus do get it on an ongoing basis.
Okay, so this particular amount was in addition to increased wages additionally, so the 4% or whatever I figured out was in addition to maybe 2% you already put in there. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else?
I know I've beat this drum before, so I won't go on at length, but I was wondering if the $50,000 for trash cleanup, since it hasn't been adjusted, where they got that number from as being sufficient to meet the needs of the city for the next year?
In the homeless services,
yeah.
$50,000 for trash cleaning, but I think it's specifically for dumpsters, right, Tara? Is that right? So there's a lot of campsite and homelessness response in that sub area, but maybe you can address that. Thank you.
Audio Campuzano, City Budget Office. The $50,000 is a new program specifically for dumpsters and porta potties to address quality of life issues in certain areas. The current program funded $450,000 through interagencies for citywide cleanup of camping related activities. It exists now and will continue in the next year.
Into that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Claudia. Thanks. Good question. Anything else?
Well, I forgot to mention something on the after the Saturday youth basketball. I'm all for youth activity. I know in David Douglas we provide community sports, which is similar type of activities. We choose to do it after school and in the evening so that we don't have to pay for additional. So that might be something people want to look at doing things differently versus, and then that could also save money both for Portland and Parks.
Yeah, I think from memory, Portland Public charges is after school as well as if we do it on weekends. So it's just a matter of providing the options for youth to do something healthy on the weekend as well. I don't think it would save us any money if we did it in the evening.
I think it's a negotiable, Douglas, if it's for youth, does not charge for as long as we don't have to have an increased amount of custodial during that time. So it might be time to talk about a different approach.
Okay, So thank you all very much. So this meeting of the Budget Committee is continued to Wednesday, May 18th at 9:45 a.m. here in Council Chambers. Thank you.
Who have you been talking about that?
Carol.